One of the distinctive features of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Canberra is its eight bells, which frequently ring out over the surrounding suburbs. The bells are rung before our church services on Sundays and Wednesdays, calling people to worship God. The bells are rung after weddings as part of a couple's celebration of their marriage. The bells are rung by ropes which cause the bell clapper to strike the inside of the bell. Ringing the bells is an art, and we're very fortunate here at St. Andrew's to have some very gifted and experienced bell ringers, and maybe this is a good opportunity to thank you all for the good work you do. I think that you would agree with me that the bells make a magnificent sound. During the 10 days before Christmas, members of the community, mainly families with young children, are made welcome each evening to ring the bells. The Christmas period for me would not be the same without the ringing of the bells. I love to hear the familiar tunes of Christmas carols ringing out from this church. I can only hope the neighbors feel the same way as I do. The bells are rung at midnight at the end of our Christmas Eve watch night service to welcome in Christmas Day. The climax of the tenebrae service on Monday, Thursday is when one bell tolls 33 times on the same note to represent each year of Christ's life. On Easter Sunday this year, when, like all churches, we were unable to meet for worship because of the COVID-19 lockdown, the bells still rang out to remind people in this community of the hope that we have through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul uses the metaphor of a ringing sound to describe the impact the church in Thessalonica was having on the city. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, taken from our epistle lectionary reading for today. Paul says, "The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it." Here's my text for today. The Lord's message rang out from you. J.B. Phillips, in his well-known paraphrase, puts the verse like this: "You have become a sort of sounding board from which the word of the Lord has rung out." The Greek word that's used here, exekio, is translated "rang out" in the New International Version and "sounded forth" in the Revised Standard Version. The word occurs nowhere else in the New Testament. It is derived from the Greek word echos, which means an echo or noise. According to the Theological Dictionary of the New Testament, exekio can mean to sound, ring, peal, or boom. It is a picturesque word. It can be used to describe the clarion call of a trumpet or the roll of thunder. Chrysostom thought Paul was likening the preaching of the gospel to the sound of a loud trumpet. Jerome described Paul's writings as not words, but thunderclaps. Whether Paul is thinking here of bells, trumpets, or thunder, we can't be sure. The church in Thessalonica didn't have a church building, let alone have a peal of bells which rang out before worship. However, the gospel proclaimed by the Thessalonian church made a loud sound which reverberated through the hills and valleys of Greece. The verb exekio emphasizes the resounding nature of the witness borne by the Thessalonian church. The verb is a Greek perfect, which implies that the ringing out, or the sounding forth, was continuing. It was no passing whim. The gospel that was ringing out is described here as the Lord's message in the NIV, or as the word of the Lord in the RSV. This is an expression Paul uses only twice, here and in his second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, in verse 1a, when he writes, "Finally, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly." The Lord's message. It emphasizes the conviction of the early Christians that the message they proclaimed was not the product of human wisdom, but it was truly of divine origin. This message is said to have rung out all over Macedonia and Achaia, the two provinces which together embraced all of Greece. Paul adds that the faith of the Thessalonians has become known everywhere, verse 8b. It is important to notice carefully the threefold contrast here between the two means by which the gospel rang out from the city of Thessalonica and was heard throughout the provinces. The first contrast is between the Lord's message, which can be described as direct preaching, and your faith in God, which can be described as an indirect report. The second contrast is between the loud ringing out of the gospel and the much quieter becoming known of their faith. The third contrast is between the local provinces of Macedonia and Achaia, which the preaching from the church was able to reach, and everywhere to which the good news of the Thessalonians' Christian faith had penetrated. Most commentators agree that when Paul says everywhere, he is indulging in a bit of hyperbole. Nevertheless, Paul is certainly saying that the faith of the Thessalonians was becoming known far beyond the borders of Greece. It may even have gone west by land as far as Rome, and gone east by sea as far as Ephesus. The Lord's message rang out from you. This year, because of the circumstances caused by COVID-19, here at St. Andrews, we have developed the use of technology in ways we couldn't have imagined back in early March. Thanks to Stephen Mercer and Josh Dunn and others who assisted, we have been able to reach thousands of people with the message of the gospel. We have discovered, like many other churches, how effective online ministry is. Of course, we have been forced into this new sphere of ministry because of the circumstances we find ourselves in. As you know very well, for almost 4 months, we weren't able to have face-to-face services here in the church. During that time, pre-recorded services went to air each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. A few midweek online services were included, such as Anzac Day, marking other special occasions. We resumed face-to-face services at the beginning of July. The very first one was held on the 1st of July, which was a Wednesday, and we had our midweek Wednesday service here on that day. And then we began our Sunday services on the following Sunday, the first Sunday of July. We continued to pre-record the morning service up until the end of September. Currently, we are live streaming our church at 5 services. There is no doubt that our online ministry has been very effective. The irony of the lockdown is that we have been able to reach more people this year than ever before in our 86-year history. Normally, over the Holy Week, Easter weekend, we have over 600 people attending our services, probably somewhere between 600 and 650. This church, as you know, was closed over the Holy Week, Easter weekend. I stood in this church on Easter Sunday morning, over here in the Warriors Chapel, and I looked across at the expanse of this sanctuary, and there was nobody here apart from the bell ringer, Gareth. He kept me company. The only sound I heard in the silence was, you've guessed, the ringing of the bells. What a glorious sound that was on Easter Sunday morning. That same weekend, through our online services, we had 1,739 hits on our YouTube channel. Let's assume half of these hits had at least 2 people watching. Chances are there were more, but let's just be conservative and say half of those hits, 2 people each. So at a conservative estimate, it means that over 2,600 people were reached with the good news of the Easter message. Even though the doors of this church were locked, the Lord's message rang out from St. Andrews on that weekend. Many of the people who watched the services were from overseas. We reach people this year that we would never be able to reach in normal circumstances. Had COVID-19 not hit us, very few of these people would have been reached with our message, which rang out from here. At Easter this year, we reached four times as many people as we normally do. Isn't that incredible? Who would have imagined this back in early March? At that time, when the restrictions were being implemented, we were all so depressed and feeling miserable that we were going to miss out on Easter this year. Little did we realize the impact that our church would have, even though there were no services held in this building. Now we recognize the effectiveness of technology. A few years ago, this would have been impossible. We should all embrace this change. We must utilize every modern medium of communication that is available to us to spread the message of the gospel, to ensure that the Lord's message rings out from this church. This church that is situated next to Parliament House in the center of our capital city. What a unique opportunity we have in this church. I don't know of any other church in Australia that has the opportunity we have because of our location. We're right at the heart of the nation's capital. But we mustn't get carried away with all of this. There is another way to communicate the Lord's message, which, believe it or not, is even more effective. It requires no complicated electronics, no knowledge of technology, no skills to pre-record services, and no dependence on Wi-Fi and the internet. It is not computerized. It doesn't need new sophisticated equipment. It is not expensive. It costs precisely nothing. What's more, every one of us can be involved in it. Someone has suggested we call it holy gossip. It is the excited transmission from mouth to mouth of the impact which the good news of the gospel is making on people. So people out of the community will ask this question, have you heard? What's happened? Have you heard about the way the lives of people up there at St. Andrews have been transformed? It's incredible. Do you realize what is happening? There was something extraordinary going on in the city of Thessalonica. A new society was coming into being with new values and standards. The lives of the Christians at the church in Thessalonica were characterized by faith, love, and hope. The result of this publicity was incredible. Let's read verse 8c and 9a. Therefore, says Paul, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. The Jerusalem Bible translation is this: we do not need to tell other people about it. Other people tell us. In that lovely church at Thessalonica, there was no need for any media, no need for any technology, no need for online or live stream services. Even the missionaries felt redundant. I think even Paul thought that he might be out of a job. You see, the message of the gospel was spreading out from this congregation, ringing out everywhere throughout the provinces, even without the involvement of people like Paul and his companions. Everybody seemed to know about the gospel already. The good news of the gospel was advancing spontaneously. The reason for this was that the members of the congregation at Thessalonica couldn't help gossiping about the dramatic change the gospel had brought into their lives. The Lord's message rang out from you. Just imagine, if we as the members of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Canberra gossiped the gospel. That is to say, if we transmitted the gospel from mouth to mouth, if every one of us in this congregation was involved in this ministry, think of the impact this would have on Forest, Barton, Marnica, Kingston, Griffith, Yarralumla, throughout the ACT, throughout New South Wales, throughout Australia, and throughout the world. We have a member of this church called John Wood. John is a former member of the choir, and he normally attends our services here Sunday by Sunday. But recently he has been very ill, hasn't been able to come to church, and has had recent surgery in hospital. He had the surgery in the Canberra Hospital, and it was then transferred to the John James Hospital for rehabilitation. Thankfully, he is now home. We have prayed for John at virtually every service for the last number of weeks. I want to tell you something about John. During all the time he was in hospital, seriously ill, recovering from major surgery, he did something incredible. He transmitted the gospel from his mouth to the nurses who looked after him, to the doctors who cared for him, and to other members of staff who came into his room. I can tell you a little bit about the enormous impact John Wood has had upon the community at John James Hospital down the road from here. What a witness he has been. He has, in his own simple way, through words and even through his singing, he's put me to shame when I recognize what he's done. And I know for a fact that many people in that community have been deeply impacted through John's simple transmission of the gospel from his mouth. Let John Wood be a challenge to us all today, beginning with myself. The Lord's message rang out from you. The ringing of the bells at St. Andrew's makes a great sound, which reverberates around our nearby suburbs. It's a witness, but it's not enough. Through our online ministry, we have reached many people with the Lord's message, and we hope to continue to do so in the future, but it's not enough. The most effective method of sharing the Lord's message is when we gossip about our faith in God. If we do this, follow the example of John Wood, one of our own members, people in this community and people far beyond, they will hear the gospel message of good news. It is my earnest prayer that the Lord's message will ring out from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Canberra. Amen.